Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, where we work together on that honey-do list, featuring head-to-head tool challenges and your questions. Here are the Handy Guys themselves, Brian and Paul.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast. This is episode number 53. And on this episode, we're going to talk about sound isolation. You know, Brian, where you want to keep the sound from the kids out of your man cave, you know, so you can have some privacy.
Sure, that's right. And we got a great listener question about this in regards to a home office. And it also applies and is quite quite a common topic amongst people finishing their basement. So we'll tie it into that as well.
All right. But before we do that, let's give out our contact information. Please, if you have a question, and we got a question today from Greg, so he knew how to contact us. He emailed us at us@handyguyspodcast.com. If you want to hear your voice on one of our podcasts, you can leave us a message at 615-676-0877
Or you can go to our website, handyguyspodcast.com, and just click on the Contact Us link. And you can search us out on Twitter as well, if you want to go that route.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't quite figured out that, Brian, that Twitter stuff.
Yeah, just figuring that out now. Right. But we have over 1,000 followers on Twitter now. So I guess that's
interesting.
Good.
Except, do these people have day jobs? Or
I don't know. I don't quite understand it.
Don't take any offense if you're a big Twitterer out there, but I just don't have time to do it and actually do my job. But I know some people actually they use it as part of their job and it helps them. But anyway, well, let's get to our podcast, Brian, because I want to know more about sound insulation. Up next, we're going to talk about how to isolate a room from the rest of the house to protect it from the loud noises that might be coming from the neighboring room.
It's time for listener questions with the Handy Guy.
All right, Brian, I want to know, we're going to talk about the sound insulation issue. I know when you built your basement and I built mine, we were both concerned about that, and we'll talk later on about what, you know, in terms of a basement, what are some of the issues you have to deal with in terms of preventing sound either from coming from the basement up to the first level or vice versa. But the question we got today from Greg deals with a first floor office. Let me read it. And it's an interesting situation, and perhaps we can help him out and maybe some of our listeners as well. He writes, Greg writes, I work from my home office and my children can often be heard while in the office or on the phone. The room is about 12 by 14 feet and he has a 12-foot ceiling on the main floor. Two walls are exterior and two interior. Approximately 3 feet of the walls have oak wood paneling on top of the drywall, so I guess he has some wainscoting, and the other 11 feet have drywall and thick cloth-like wallpaper. It looks like the studs are 2x6 and the doors are paneled glass French doors, solid wood. There are no rooms above the office and the basement below is unfinished, so all the sound is coming through the interior walls. We are already ready to take down the wallpaper and paint, but I want to do anything we can to make the office as soundproof as we can, preferably a DIY solution here. He says, I've heard that some people recommend cutting holes in the drywall and blowing in insulation, and others say insulation won't help. Some recommend double drywall, but I think that would make the two wood door frames and window not look right. Well, that's true. I've heard that there are sound-absorbing paints and sound-absorbing drywall, and on and on and on. I've heard that there's single pane glass and gaps under the door that could be the biggest culprit. So he's concerned about, you know, how he can soundproof this room. And perhaps, Brian, maybe there's some space-age paint that we can find down at the NASA testing facilities or something.
I don't know anything about that.
Tiles from the space shuttle he could put up on the walls.
Might work.
But he has an interesting question here. And unfortunately, I think the things he suggests are not going to do him any good.
Right. Well, the way he wrapped up his question was he wanted to know what the most effective thing he could do, followed by the second, and
right,
the third, and so on. He'd like to get to the point where the kids be playing or even yelling and not be heard inside.
Well, there are some solutions to that if you really want to do some structural changes, right?
That's right. So, and I like the way he thinks, you know, if I really wanted to do it right and like totally, you know, mm-hmm. eliminate all possible sound transmission from the adjacent room, what would I do?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he wants to put in a podcasting studio like we have here.
That's right. And so how would I go about doing that? And then, okay, that might be a little bit too involved. So then what's maybe the next best thing? And what's the way to do it on the cheap? You know, that would take maybe an afternoon or a couple hours
right.
of fiddling for a minimal improvement. So
okay. So what are the answers then, Brian? What are the three things? Or you know,
well, let's talk about the concepts that we need to get down. We need to ideally decouple the two spaces, meaning mm-hmm. We don't want any part of one space connected to the other space. In other words, sharing a wall. And we can talk about how to do that.
Okay. Well, before you even get to that, though, isn't it a big problem if you decouple a space, but you have a central HVAC system, heating and cooling system? How do
that's
you decouple
right.
space that's being cooled by ducts that are running possibly from the neighboring rooms?
They call those flanking pads in the, right. You know, the people that engineer this stuff. It's basically any way that air and hence sound can get from one space to the other, and common places under doors, around doors, through holes in your drywall where electrical outlets are that maybe are back to back from one room to the other, things like that. So they call those the flanking paths, and sound transmits through those. So that's one thing we need to look at: decoupling
okay.
the two spaces and increasing mass. Meaning
right.
the, you know, and that's what fiberglass or insulation helps do.
Right. So if you have framed walls, by putting insulation in there, that adds to the mass of the wall.
Will improve a little bit.
Concrete walls might be better. But
concrete walls would be better because there's more mass, there's
right.
more weight, they're more solid. Therefore, it's going to break down or slow down the sound waves passing through.
Right. Okay, so what are his solutions? So you say decouple the room. How do you decouple a room?
Okay, well, the best solution, you know, the Mac Daddy solution is going to be quite involved, would be to build another wall, drywall on both sides, and put that up 1 inch away from his current wall.
So you actually frame a new wall with drywall, you said, on each side. So
on
it's a complete.
Side. So you're going to have to put drywall on the inside that you'd never be able to get to again before
right.
you lift the wall up into place.
Mm-hmm.
Lift it up into place, put any electric in it that you need to, and then drywall the other side.
And insulation.
And insulation in there. And
what about the door? How do you handle that?
How do you handle the door? I recommended to Greg that if he's going to do that, and I think his doors are a major culprit. He's got space under the doors.
Right.
He's the, you know,
sure.
And we'll talk about what we can do with the doors in a moment. But I suggested a second door, a pocket door, so that could be closed over the existing nice glass
right.
French doors.
It's like Get Well Smart with all those doors he'd walk through. You
exactly.
have to have two doors. Maybe you can automate it. So when you walk up, you know, one door opens one way.
Right.
Other.
Now, you know, I mean, this is like, you know, the how you're going to get the best sound isolation from
right.
one room to the next.
Not necessarily a practical solution here.
Right. Not necessarily practical.
Theoretical.
But it's going to definitely cut down on the
some,
sound transmission.
Some folks will do rooms like this, though, more usually in like the basement where they are going to put in a music or sound studio of some sort, a recording studio.
Right.
They'll build, or maybe they'll have unfinished walls, and they'll build finished walls inside those or something like that. They will build those two walls.
Yes.
Some hardcore, you know, sound enthusiasts that want to put in a studio.
Sure.
And actually, I've seen, not necessarily in a home, but in a professional studio where there's three walls
wow.
Built. And I think I was Googling recently, and a guy, it may have been in his home actually, he had built a three-wall room to get really superior sound insulation.
Yep. So, and you can also, when you're doing that, use 5/8 inch drywall. It's a little thicker, so that goes mm-hmm. to the mass component.
Okay. So, well, tell me about, though, a more practical way. Say you're not going to necessarily build the two walls, but you want to Let's give an example. Let's say you were building that office from scratch. You didn't want to go the two-wall solution, but how can you build a wall that has better sound insulation just from scratch?
Well, that's what we did here in the Handy Guys podcast studio. What I did here was, instead of the standard 2x4 walls with studs 16 inch on center, 2x6 top and bottom plate. And then I used 2x4 studs on the inside and the outside.
So you alternate every 16 inches.
Actually, every 8 inches.
You do it every 8 inches.
So that I have 16-inch spacing on either side of the wall.
Gotcha.
I just started my 16-inch measurement on the left for the outside and started it on the right for the inside.
We'll put a link for this on our podcast. But the point is that no stud touches both pieces of drywall each
Correct.
Side.
So that's the decoupling technique, right? So a combination of all of these things, decoupling, increasing the mass, and doing the flank, blocking that flanking sound or the flanking spaces, where you can get sound moving
and insulation.
So I have that wall decoupled by using the alternating studs. I have insulation in that wall, and I don't have any outlets in the same, near each other, back to back in the wall. So on one side of the wall, I have the outlet to one end, and the other side of the wall, I have the outlet to the other end. So that eliminates that potential of the flanking space or the flanking of the sound.
So that's how you'd handle it if it was newer construction or rebuilding the walls completely.
That's one way to do it.
New
construction, like we said, a double wall, things like that. You can also go heavier drywall, 5/8 drywall, or even two layers of half-inch drywall, something like that. So I chose to just go with the single layer, regular half-inch drywall, and the alternating studs and some insulation. And we should say that all of these techniques are measured in something called the STC rating, the sound transmission class rating. And it's a reduction, it's a measurement, scientific measurement of the reduction of the sound transmission. And I have a little chart in one of my books that gives me numbers for each of these techniques. And the double wall method that I recommended is best for Greg will give you, when you do double drywall with that, an STC of 63. A standard 2x4 wall is 35. So you're almost double the capability of reducing the sound. The staggered wall with insulation and regular drywall is a 53. Anything above 50 is considered excellent.
Okay. Why don't we talk about the rest of your answer with Greg up next?
Want to be notified of every new Handy Guys podcast episode? Simply enter your email address in our subscription box at handyguyspodcast.com.
All right, Brian, I want to find out now what your better answer is. That was the best as far as the two walls, decoupling the walls. And we also gave an example of what you would do if you wanted to just do it in a single wall, if you're new construction, right? So he can either build a new wall inside it that has all kinds of problems. If you mentioned you got windows and doors, I don't know if he said if it has any windows, but you have extensions you got to figure out. And it's just,
and HVAC, everything else.
So even though that's the best answer, it may not be a realistic one. So what's the middle ground here?
Okay, would be to just add another layer of drywall to the inside or to the inside and the outside of the wall. Use 5/8 inch drywall if you can find it, a little more mass, but 1/2 inch drywall. And just you can use a construction adhesive to glue it up, use a minimum amount of screws, and that will add to the mass.
But you still then have to deal with how it meets up with the doors. You may have to beef up your moldings.
You're gonna
to
have
make
to
it
change
look right
your moldings and your trim and jam extensions on the doors. And, there's going to be some potential carpentry involved here, as well as drywall work.
All the baseboards you're going to have to pull off and reapply.
Redo the baseboards.
Carpeting might get in,
Yep.
And, it could get pricey, even though the drywall itself is cheap.
That's right.
Cheap.
It could be fairly involved. And Along with that, I'm recommending he goes and changes the doors.
Right.
Right now, it sounds like Greg has glass windowed French doors.
Right.
And if he replaces those with solid wood doors, not hollow.
Sure.
Solid wood doors, more mass, then less sound transmission. And then with those doors, insulate them. Or weather strip them, I mean,
right,
like their exterior doors. Sure. So all around the edges, yeah. You're going to have some of that foam or rubber insulation or weather stripping.
Right.
Have a door sweep on the door. I'm serious.
I know you're serious.
Because so, you're going to want to block that flanking path,
right.
that way for okay. the sound to come through.
Or you can just wait till the kids get older and aren't as noisy, but I guess, right. or they move out.
And then also, a simple thing he can do is take off the outlet covers and the switch plates
mm-hmm.
and caulk around those boxes so that right. you've got...
There's usually a space around the box itself, so
right.
there's a open air space into the next wall, the other
That's
side
right.
of the wall.
To the inside of the wall. So caulk that, and that right. will help. And... also, I recommended that down in his basement, even though he says it's not being used, to put a drop ceiling or some drywall or something on the basement to, again, keep that sound that might be coming through the floor from the adjacent room from coming up through the floor in his home office.
Okay. And what is your cheapest or simplest option here?
Simple option would be to... just do the door sweep and weather stripping, caulk between the outlets and the drywall and the light switches in the drywall. And if he's got heating ducts, to just close them off when he's in the room.
Right. So he could easily just put something under the door initially to see how much sound it blocks, you know, hang something over the
right.
doors
and
see
and
if
I
it
said
helps
he may even
all.
Want to see, try a heavy curtain.
Right.
And maybe that could even be decorative and, you know,
sure.
look nice. You know, you get a nice heavy curtain and you hang it in front, you close it off when you're in there.
But I wonder if he's got any ductwork because
that's the biggest culprit.
Exactly.
Because often what happens is you'll have a main trunk line in your house and you'll have return vents and supply vents. And the returns are all tied into the main trunk, and it's just connects those spaces perfectly.
It's like talking between two soup cans with a string. You know, you can right. you can talk. I used
Better
to do that across
that.
My house. I used to talk to my brother or whatever. You know, across the house through the ductwork. But certainly, they seem to really carry sound. So that would be a big. You know, you said you could block it, but then if you need to heat the room,
then you're right.
Yeah,
but
you're
this
right. back
we're talking
where you started.
About simple, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing any construction.
Sure.
You know, just do something simple.
So you don't think the space age paint's going to help?
I don't think space age paint is going to help. I think insulation. The book I have with the study on this, it'll give you about a 3-point STC rating improvement by insulating, which is next to nothing. The inclusion of paint versus the absence of paint with the drywall is about the same as insulating.
Hmm.
You get a little bit of benefit from paint, but you've already got paint on the walls. There is no special
sure.
paint that's going to do anything any more than any normal paint
right.
is going to do.
Corkboard on the walls?
You know, maybe. Yeah. Maybe corkboard would help by increasing, you know, that's going to go to the 1 point of adding mass
yeah.
to the wall.
Can you still buy corkboard?
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah. I think it comes in little 2-inch,
yeah.
2-foot tiles or something.
I think it does.
But you'd do better by putting another layer of drywall instead of corkboard.
Okay, so let's talk up next then about how some of these techniques might apply to someone who's, say, finishing a basement.
Great, all right, great all right. idea.
You are listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Okay, Brian, when I built my basement, I was concerned about the sound transfer. And so I looked first, I probably did this out of order, but I first researched some of the things that you're reading and that you have that book in front of you, sound insulation techniques. I read Roger German's book. He has some information on sound insulation. And then I went down to my basement and looked around and realized that I was planning on using my heating ducts that we already talked about and realized that most of the sound was going to transfer either up through that or through the stairwell. And so I kind of decided not to spend too much on sound insulation. But if you are really concerned about sound insulation, you wanted to do something like the basement, which is now unfinished, so you have sort of a clean slate. How do you do it? And now we're dealing with ceilings.
That's right. And I mentioned earlier that you have that STC rating on walls. You have a similar thing for ceilings, but there's also another thing called the impact isolation class rating. And that has to do with people walking on the floor above.
That's a big thing in apartment complexes and things like that.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Or if you've got a bedroom below a space below a kitchen for some reason, you've got a funny layout like that, and what the recommended isolation performance, impact isolation class ratings are for different types of spaces like that. And absolutely.
I think these terms are too technical for the handy guys.
Maybe they are. So, like, for example, my sort of basement family room, pseudo home theater, whatever, TV watching area is below my eat-in kitchen. And the floor in that kitchen is what they call resilient flooring, vinyl flooring, on top of quarter-inch Luon plywood, on top of a plywood subfloor, on top of joists. Below that joist, I have some furring strips and then drywall and insulation in between. So I didn't do a whole lot there other than the insulation. And when people are walking around, moving chairs around or whatever up there, playing with the dog, it's pretty clear. I can hear it pretty well in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's annoying.
So what do you do to prevent that?
Well, probably, in my book, which has all this technical stuff about the soundproofing, they say, add a concrete floor above.
Yeah. So you can just build your a little bomb shelter down in the basement for your entertainment center.
inch and a half lightweight concrete floor is what they recommend for one of the highest ratings or one of the higher ratings. Not very practical in retrofit situations.
Unless you're going to put in tile, and you could get a good tiler to put in a
mud bed or something like that. But then you've got your floor height that's raised up, and that's a pain in the butt. Here's where we go into the kind of ceilings, suspended ceilings.
Uh-huh.
But what they're talking about, you have the drop, what we call the drop ceiling. We've talked about those before.
It's decoupled.
It's decoupled. It has some mass to it and some acoustical properties to it. And the key thing there, I think, is that decoupling. So you're not transmitting the sound down through all of the solid members of the framing and so forth into the adjacent space. But if you want to drywall and decouple, they make what they call resilient channels.
Mm-hmm.
And they're these metal straps that attach to your joists to decouple the drywall that then attaches to those metal channels.
Right.
And that would be, in conjunction with the insulation, a fine way of getting better sound isolation from an upstairs to a downstairs.
And so with that decoupling, then you could have an office, say, in the basement and hopefully prevent some of that sound. But then again, if you have a central air system in that basement, then you're going to have that problem. But then some people don't do that. They just have supplemental heat or, air conditioning in the basement.
Right. Yeah. So the ducts, again, are going to be an area of concern. Your light fixtures.
Stairwells.
Stairwells are a big one. So you and I both have doors at the top of our stairs to try to provide some mass between the two spaces. And that helps a little bit. And good carpet and good pad above. In the room above is also going to help.
Sure.
Versus a tile floor or a vinyl floor where you're going to hear every footstep.
All right. Up next, some final thoughts on sound reinforcement and insulation.
Don't know where to get reliable answers for your do-it-yourself projects? Why not search the Handy Guys Archive at handyguyspodcast.com?
Okay, so first of all, we thank Greg for submitting this question. It's a good one, this the whole sound insulation issue. And Brian, it seems to me that the bottom line is just adding weight to the walls and ceiling, if you can.
Right.
Layers, if you will.
Right. So you've got really those three concepts, those three main things. You've got the increasing the mass between the spaces, right? So that's your weight. Additional drywall, insulation, things like that that can add some mass. Decoupling the two spaces so that sound doesn't transmit through, you know, through the framing and whatever. And then also the flanking paths, the areas where air and hence your sound waves can transmit through ducts, through openings and walls, around outlets and under doors and around doors and things like that. So combination of all three of those will give you the best sound isolation or soundproofing performance.
And just as an example, Brian, in our studio, we have a drop ceiling, so that's providing us sound insulation from above.
Right, it's decoupling from the floor above.
And you have a flanking wall, or not a flanking wall,
a decoupled wall. Right.
With the 2x6 plate and 2x4 staggered.
Right.
And you have a neighboring entertainment center room, which we've already mentioned. And we've had that TV on at times. It's not super loud. They don't have it cranked up, you know, with the bass and everything, but it's on, right, and we can record.
That's right. Now, if we're watching, Pearl Harbor or something like that.
Right, and something really loud that's going to get through.
Right, but especially with the subwoofer vibrating and everything.
But something at a lower volume or reasonable volume, or just people over there talking.
That's right.
We found that it does a pretty darn good job.
Yep. I think that the most noise we get into the studio is from the furnace return vent, which is kind of near my microphone. And if the furnace is running, we can kind of hear that through there sometimes.
I thought the most noise we got is from your coughing and grunting.
Well, yeah, that too.
There we go. All right. Well, that's all we have this week on sound insulation. We'll add it to our basement series. You'll notice if you click on basement, is it basement series?
Basement button. Finishing series button on any of our pages. You'll get to all of our shows related to basements.
And check it out. And next week, we're going to have some more interesting shows on what to do when the handy guy is away. How do you manage a house, or how do you, you know, just manage a house if you don't have a lot of handy guy
right.
skills?
And prepare for taking an extended vacation.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bye.